Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
We are talking today with Eric Faddis, a trial lawyer, civil and criminal litigator, former felony prosecutor, and one of our favorite guests. I want to go and put this into a scenario of what if, Eric? So let's play along. What if, this is the fun one, what if you were the attorney for Rex Huerman right now? How exactly would you be advising your client?
Yeah, you know, maybe I'm advising them that I'm filing a motion to withdraw because as you said, it does appear really problematic at this point. It looks like the investigation has been pretty darn thorough. You know, he's still just accused at this point. These are still allegations. But things are mounting against Rex Huerman.
Yeah.
You know, you look at some of the phone activity, you look at some of the DNA links that the prosecution claims to have. They're really building this case and it's becoming very public. I would advise the client to not make any statements, to lay low, to really digest all of this evidence that's coming in and then strategically devise a plan from there.
Yeah, I mean, and there probably can't be any sort of plan that can be devised as of yet because they're still digging. They're still pulling things out. We're still learning things every single day. With something like this, as damning as this appears to be getting, with not a lot of question, either it appears if he is, in fact, the killer, then that's not good. That's going to end up with life in prison or death. I don't know if that's an option in the area. Or be in jail for the rest of your life on porn charges, because that looked pretty damning too. Just the list of things that he was searching for and the things that they found on his computer. Either way, this appears to be an individual that's likely going to be in prison for the rest of their life, if not pretty damn close too.
Yeah, I mean, some alarming allegations coming forward in the days most recently. And it's kind of bizarre because, you know, a lot of people saw him as just the normal dude next door. You know, he was an architect. He had some allegedly high profile clients like Catholic Charities, American Airlines. A lot of people didn't expect this from this accused gentleman here. Now, you know, in looking at it, in these types of killings, oftentimes there are not a lot of witnesses nearby. These things happened a long years and years ago. And so are there some potential avenues for defense? There certainly could be. And we'll have to kind of see how that evidence against him shakes out. But yeah, not looking good and some pretty troubling accusations from the government regarding what this guy was into.
When we're looking at DNA evidence in this case, what they've said they found thus far is two different human hairs on the burlap sacks that were used to cover the victims on the beach. And the two different hairs that were found, one they believe belonging to Rex himself, the other believed at this point, and I don't believe it's been officially confirmed, but to a female at the same residence, which would likely be his wife if you just deduct who that could possibly be. It's like double DNA. And I'm not saying in any way that she was involved. I'm guessing it's kind of one of those things where you live in a house and your hair strands gets around to all different sorts of places. How does that make the DNA evidence even more of a slam dunk when you're able to pull and find two different strands of DNA from the same residence of the person you suspect of being this criminal?
You know, assuming that that DNA conclusion is valid, because, yeah, you know, the DNA is fallible too, but assuming that it's valid, it's going to be pretty hard for Rex to try and explain his way out of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are some murmurs on the internet that hasn't been established yet, but some people are saying that he may have had a female accomplice. And so we don't know exactly how that piece of this whole case is going to play out. But yeah, the DNA link, if it is valid, I don't see very many ways around that. And so that really ties him to at least one of these victims. And if he's tied to one, they're going to try to tie him to all of them. I think there are allegedly 18 victims involved, but he's only charged with three murders right now.
And as time will go on, one has to wonder, we're looking at it right now, 2023, these occurred in 2010. One has to wonder, was this the only isolated incident this time in 2010, or do these span even further back to other places? This is something that had continued on. These sort of things don't usually just happen right in a bubble for an individual with this sort of a personality.
Yeah, no question. And I've heard that the investigation is sort of spreading out beyond Long Island. And, you know, they're looking into Vegas. They're looking into the South Carolina, places where Rex Herrmann frequented, mm-hmm, to see, did he leave any trace? Did he leave any evidence there? Did he commit any unspeakable act there? You know, this thing could continue to snowball and really become a massive, massive case against Rex Herrmann. But we'll have to kind of see how that plays out in the coming days and weeks.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard when you look at this because there's so many headlines and so many angles. There's rabbit holes all over, and I know I haven't gotten to all of them yet. One you had mentioned was the rumor of a female accomplice. Tell me, what do you know about that? What are the allegations? What are the rumors at this point? And I stress rumors about that angle.
Yeah, totally. My understanding is it hasn't been established at this point. There are just some people talking about it. The government hasn't been terribly open about all of the evidence they have, but some have suggested, mostly online from what I see, that there may have been a female who assisted him in this. Did the female lure these potential victims into you know, a horrible situation with Rex? Was the female involved somehow in setting up some of these alleged interactions? I think that's what's kind of being investigated presently. And when you look at the sheer number of potential alleged victims, I say potential because it's an ongoing investigation. You know, one would think that it would make sense that he might have some help or need some help in order to pull off all of these alleged murders if it was, in fact, him who did it.
And it makes you know, wonder, well, why would anyone want to assist Rex Herrmann in murdering hookers? It's like, what yeah. is it? But look no further than Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein. There's right. Sometimes these relationships form and you really can't explain them. Granted, it's a different type of situation, but sometimes those sort of things do exist. I think we are far from understanding the complexities of this case right now, but just on the surface, it is a tidal wave of insanity.
Yeah, agreed. It's alarming stuff, and I think it's only going to get more problematic and more chilling as the evidence the government claims to have begins to come to light even more.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.